Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Bread and Bombs by M. Rickert. The story first appeared in Fantasy and Science Fiction magazine in April 2003. The version I read was in Wastelands, the anthology from 2008, edited by John Joseph Adams. If you've not read that anthology before, it's highly recommended. It's a great collection. This story is clearly an allegory on the War on Terror. It's set in the near future in a war-torn America. There's a lot of intolerance against foreigners. It seems that things that used to happen in the past, like mail order things and all that, have disappeared. One of the characters talks nostalgically about aeroplanes and how people used to actually use them to go and see their families when they were far away. The theme of lost innocence is kind of runs throughout this, and it's done really well. There's one point where there's a father having a conversation with his child, and he talks to them about, you know, that they don't understand the world that they live in is different. And they talk about snow. What do you think of snow? And the child says, well, when I think of snow, I think of death. There's those little moments that kind of really capture your imagination. It's like, why is the snow so dangerous? What is it? There's the issue of a family as well that have moved nearby that are refugees that are treated with suspicion. Their clothes are different. Their behaviour is different. They call a town hall meeting to discuss what should be done with these refugees. It's all leading up to this climax at the end of the story where the children, and it's told from the children's perspective, where the children are going to take matters into their own hands. They're going to deliver justice. And there's a nice kind of ending to this, which I won't give away. So yeah, highly recommended story. Really moving, really good writing. And as I say, it's part of a really good anthology, so it's definitely worth checking out. Have you read this story? What do you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. That's JLCRONSHAW. I'm also on Goodreads. That's John Cronshaw on Goodreads. That's John without an H. I'm also on Facebook, so you can friend me on there and we can have a conversation about all these short stories. You can share your recommendations. I'm also going to be posting these podcasts onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. So thanks for listening, and until next time, cheerio.